This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. It's August already. Summer is over. Okay, not quite, but it feels like it. If you've been able to take a vacation, I hope it was a real one, devoid of emails and texts and maybe even Facebook. Commentator Jen Miller has learned her lesson.
When I became self-employed in 2005, I considered my job a 24/7 operation. I worked from 7 to 7 and answered emails until much later. Weekends off? For slackers. I didn't put up the out-of-office message because I was never out of the office. I know this isn't just me. Last year, Americans left 226 million unused vacation days on the table. Is this good for us? Would my business be hobbled if I put up an out-of-office message and stuck to it? Last summer, my boyfriend dragged me to his family's annual retreat at a place called Woodchuck, a collection of cabins on a small lake in New York State. There's no electricity and no cell phone reception. No way to check email. I put up the out-of-office message and waited for anxiety to strike. Guess what happened? Nothing. Nothing except eating pancakes and bacon cooked over a wood-fire stove for breakfast every morning. Nothing except running the hills of the Adirondacks, then jumping into the lake in my workout clothes. No one showered. Everyone napped. I learned how to kayak, but chickened out on the rope swing. I read 4 books in 5 days. My smartphone, useless, stayed at the bottom of my duffel bag. We need time away from work, even if it's work that we love. Sure, I enjoy writing, but I also need time when the most pressing issue is whether to read the romance novel or the mystery next. Decisions about blueberries versus bananas in the pancakes is a big one, too. It recharges me. It makes my writing better, much more lively than when I'm producing copy while chained to my desk. I'm headed back to Woodchuck in a few weeks, this time without the, oh my God, no email anxiety. I can't wait.
Jen Miller is the author of Book a Week with Jen, 1 Year, 52 Books, and The Year of Starting a New Chapter.